The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an Eco Postcard. In Eco Postcards, I bring you short snippets of information about what's going on in this beautiful but damaged world of ours. Some stories are enraging, some are inspiring. I hope they'll help you find your own pathway to protect and restore the planet you love. So let me start with what's on. And October the 16th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Boathouse is a place to be. Jace Hobbs, who put on sold-out performances in Awestruck by Nature and Messages from the Matriarchs, now has another one coming up on October the 16th, My Love Affair with Nature. And he's got six great communicators telling their stories of wildlife encounters, epic journeys, personal experiences in nature. To book for this, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website and book. It's free. Koha is invited. Now, more events that are coming up. Let me just mention again that Tasman District Council has a month of walking in October. You're in it now, folks. Get out there when it stops raining. And there are a whole lot of walking events, stargazing, barbecue, evening, story walks, pickleball, disc golf, Godwit watching. That's one I want to mark up. Lots of excursions lined up for October to get us on our feet and exercising our bodies. Okay, what else? A clean energy future is possible. Now, this is a virtual fireside chat with the same Jace Hobbs and his friend John Michaelis, asking the question, can we transition to alternative systems in time? Jace and John will discuss the multiple solutions that are yet to be put together on Thursday the 17th of October, 7:30 to 9. This is an online webinar, free of course. And again, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website to book for that one. International Climate Action Day. You can plug into ways that you can act on climate. If you go to an online webinar, Thursday the 24th of October, lunchtime, 12:30 to 1:30, and introduce yourself to the Take the Jump campaign, which is seven doable lifestyle shifts that bring you more in balance with nature and link you to a growing global movement of people who care about the planet and each other. Again, Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website. And if you're a climate-oriented person and you want to meet others who feel the same drive to protect our planet, there's a Twilight Market spring gathering in ISIL Park on the 24th of October, 4:30 to 6:30, where you can just meet and chat to people, buy your dinner at the stall, and talk about what you can do. And my regular reminders, Motueka Repair Cafe, Saturday 19th of October, 10 to 1 p.m. at Te Nuninga Kumu, Motueka Library, and Nelson Repair Cafe on the same day at the same time, 10 to 1 at Habitat for Humanity in Tohunga Nui. Okay, let's get on to substantial stuff. Okay, I'm going to start on rooftop solar. This is a phenomenon that deserves more attention, and particularly because New Zealand's current electricity supply does require pretty short-term solutions. And the argument is that the government's emphasis on importing natural gas and construction of large centralized solar farms is missing a big opportunity in terms of rooftop solar. The case against gas, as there's been lots of publicity on that because of its greenhouse gas emissions, it's a fossil fuel, and it leaks and it costs. And certainly we probably need large solar infrastructure in rural centres, but we should be planning local renewable energy generation integrated into communities to improve New Zealand's energy security and disaster preparedness. Think about that. If you're dependent on electricity coming from the south of the South Island and there's a big earthquake that disrupts that supply, you will feel a lot better off if you have solar panels on your roof. So integrating solar panels into schools, public buildings, hospitals and homes would enhance resilience, particularly for more vulnerable populations. Australia has come a long way in doing that. It's estimated that one in three homes across the country generate their own power when the sun is out. Homes contribute nearly 12% of electricity and nearly as much as wind farms, and more than large-scale solar farms or hydro plants in Australia, twice as much as gas. And one way that that's been encouraged is that there's a national rebate that's attached to installing solar on your home. So it brings the cost down to a level where you can pay off your outlay in about 5 years. It's pointed out that expansion of this needs to be equitable because home ownership is increasingly out of reach for many. Australia needs to consider innovative ways to make benefits of solar available to renters and people in social housing. And if we adopt it here, we should be thinking the same about the same thing. Okay. And perhaps I might add a tiny personal addendum to that, because I depend on rooftop solar. And I like it very much. It does mean that you adjust the rhythm of your life to do high-intensity electrical things when the sun is shining, but that's all right. That works okay. All right, on to another subject, and that is the issue of private jets, super yachts, and private helicopters, which are extraordinarily carbon-intensive ways of the richest of the population getting around and leaving greenhouse gases for the rest of us, especially the poor and vulnerable, to cope with the results. So, Oxfam has calculated that the richest 1% of the world's population is responsible for more carbon emissions than the poorest, wait for it, 66%, with dire consequences for vulnerable communities and for global efforts to tackle the climate emergency. And it's calling for increased taxes on extreme wealth, starting with a levy on private jets and super yachts, and I would add private helicopters. The charity said this could provide a fairer system to raise money to tackle the climate crisis and avoid the burden falling on lower-income families. Private planes are 14 times more polluting per passenger than commercial planes, which are also polluting per passenger, 50 times more polluting than trains. So I will leave it at that. I would be happy if that measure were to proceed. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons, 3:30 p.m. and 9:45 Saturday mornings. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.